Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious as we breathe in deeply for the next three breaths that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and allow the breath of life to fill your lungs. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention into your heart space, the cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time together, that we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us, as us, through us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 80, the Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness, by Nancy Merrill. Eternal listener, give heed to your people. You who are our guide and our light, you who dwell amidst the angels, shine forth into the heart of all nations. Enliven your people with compassion that peace and justice may flourish. Restore us, O Holy One. Let your face shine upon us. Teach us to love. Gentle teacher, help us to turn to you in prayer, fasting from our negative thoughts. In your steadfast love, you weep with our tears, tears that rise from fear, doubt, and illusion. You uphold us when we feel the sting of pride, when our anxiety threatens to paralyze us. Restore us, O Holy One. Let your face shine upon us. Teach us to love. You companion us through the wilderness, through the shadows created by fear. You plant your seed into each heart. You uproot the reeds of our sin. You cultivate the soil of our goodness. Truly, in you, we become like a tiny acorn, holding the secret of a mighty oak. You nourish us with the food of love, with streams of living water. Be our strength as we break down walls that separate and divide. Let not fear pluck away the gifts we should we would share. Roll away the stones that become obstacles to growth, to producing a bountiful harvest. Receive our gratitude, O heart of all hearts. Look upon us and see what love can do. Rejoice in the new birth that you create. Be glad where your seed has found fertile soil. How much more the return of one healthy plant than 10,000 useless weeds. May those who have borne the fruit of love radiate your spirit into the world. May we always walk and co-create with you. Receive the gratitude of our hearts as we share in the great plan. Restore us, O Holy One. Let your face shine upon us. Teach us to love. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As the psalmist said, teach us to love. To love ourselves. To love those that have wished us harm or ill. To love those who we think are unlovable. To love all creatures. To love all sentient beings. To love those that we consider ignorant. To love those who we consider great. To love all as you love. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, you know all that is happening that across our globe. You know the needs, the wants, the desires of every expression of life. For all life is living, moving, and having its being in your essence, in your spirit, in your energy. Therefore, you know our needs. For, as the psalmist said, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. So we place our concerns before thy altar. The concerns of all that is happening as a result of this COVID-19, the concerns of all that is happening to our economy, to those people who are struggling with their business. We put before you the concerns of those who, as a result of losing their jobs, have not enough food to eat, who are struggling with food scarcity. We put before you those who are in relationships where they're experiencing domestic violence. We put before you all of these and all those that we have not mentioned. And as we share all of these concerns with you, let us remain open to do our part to ease whatever we can do to ease this burden. Whether it's to give of our time, whether it's to give of our resources, or to give just in prayer. Let us do what we can to hold this beautiful world of ours and all its inhabitants in light, in love, and in the awareness that your spirit is ever present and ever available to each and every part and expression of life. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we also hold in those on our hearts those that are experiencing any kind of mental anguish, depression, or who are grieving loss of life as they knew it, or loss of friends and families. When there are no words with which to say, when there are no words to convey all that we are feeling, we know that you know our innermost feelings, our innermost thoughts. And so we can rest assured that the spirit, the divine essence that is your life, your power, your presence that is right where we are, knows what to do and how to do it. For all our brothers and sisters across this globe who are experiencing all the various things that are going on, whilst we may not see or hear about them in the news, their struggle is still very much real. So as we hold our beautiful globe, our beautiful world and all its inhabitants in our hearts at this time, sending love, sending light, sending peace. For your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer to saturate your soul. And as I unmute the lines for our prayer of intention. If you repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly.
I am the presence of God within and without, eternally and unceasingly.
My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together on Sunday for Dr. Ink's Sunday Soul Connection. Be well, be healthy. Peace and blessings.